I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories. Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Dad Experience. Excited about this mini episode. As many of you heard on our last mini episode, Mike and I talked about some dad stereotypes. Although the Eric article from Romper was a little bit of a satire, there were some truths behind some of the different aspects of dad stereotypes there, and some things that dads get credit for that maybe they shouldn't always get credit for, or they should just be doing as a parent. And I thought maybe have a mom on, and joining us again today is my wife, Lauren, for the episode. And we've had many discussions on dads and things that dads get credit for that maybe is just a little bit much, and maybe they should just be getting credit for being a parent, just like moms get credit for being a parent and don't always get the accolades that dads do. So we found another article from Romper, this one entitled 11 Things People Worship Working Dads For That Working Moms Do Literally Every Day. And we thought we'd talk about a couple of the points from the article and some other things we've been discussing since we've had children. So Lauren, thanks for joining us again on The Dad Experience.
Thanks, Adam. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so this article, off the top of your head, what did you overall think about the article?
Well, I thought it was interesting. It is a mom's perspective on being a working mother and having it all at home and at work, and the expectation of society that dads now are becoming a lot more involved in day-to-day parenting. But also with working dad labels, they are also coming to receive a lot of the praise that goes along with being a working dad and managing it all, and sort of taking some of that away from working moms who are also doing the same, but not getting necessarily the same credit for it. So it was interesting, and I find a lot of it to be pretty relevant.
Right. Yeah, I do. You know, one of the things that I found interesting from the article is leaving early to attend an after-school event, or just participating in school events that, or just any sort of event, I guess, whether it's school or swim or an activity, dance, whatever your children may be involved in, and dad's getting that extra credit for just making an effort to get out there and do those things. Yet there's a lot of working moms out there now, and I don't know if that necessarily is the case, that moms get credit. And you know, I think it's great that parents leave early, and I think it's important that we leave early to show support for our kids. But sometimes I don't necessarily agree. Why are the dads getting that? Wow, dad's here. He's going to make it to your baseball game, or he's going to make it to your dance recital, and mom is just expected to be there. Why do you think that is?
I think that moms have just always been in charge of child rearing, historically speaking, and therefore are continued to be expected to take the lead on that kind of thing. Leaving early from work, I think, in our nuclear household is something that I do for our family. I leave and pick up the kids, you know, or pick up Eleanor thus far from daycare, and get her to where she needs to be. And primarily I'm in charge of getting her to the doctor's office or things like that that come directly after work. But I think that you are searching as a dad to make that happen as well, and are working really hard at it, which is great to be able to share in that partnership with you to raise our kids.
Yeah, yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, I like to get there and like to try and take that time to make sure I'm there. And I think logistically for us, some of the things that worked out were that the daycare that Eleanor goes to a little bit closer to your work, although I do make it a point when there's something that you need to do, and I feel like it's necessary. It's a team. I think parenting is a team effort, whether you're in a relationship where both parents are together still, or whether they're separated or divorced. I think it's important that that time is shared, because it's at that point it's not about the parents and them together. It's about taking care of their child and making sure that they're happy. So, I do as much as I can. I appreciate you recognizing that, but, I think that that's not always the case. And I see even other folks and just around that I know that are acquaintances that, always leave that burden on the mom or on, you know, on their significant other. And I don't always think that that's appropriate, because obviously if you're a working mom or a working dad, those jobs are important, an important necessity for the family to make sure we're taking care of our necessities to provide for our children, and each person's job's important. So a shared commonality of just getting the activities or getting to the activities or getting our children from daycare or to wherever they need to be should be a shared event. And neither one side should be commended more than the other. But I do find and see that dads don't do it as much. And I, you know, honestly, sometimes that I don't do it as much, and I try to do it more, but I don't do it as much. And I think that's just something that we all as dads should work a little bit harder on, just sharing that duty and making it equal.
I think divide and conquer is definitely key. And, you know, there's a lot of people talk about mom guilt. And initially, I think I felt really guilty either leaving to go to work and leaving my kids at daycare or leaving work early and not feeling like I'm managing my duties as, you know, a teacher as well. And I felt really guilty about how to manage more with less. But as time goes by, I'm finding different ways to make that happen and finding a better balance. And I know, you know, this came from a woman's perspective in the article, but I'm sure there's a lot of dads out there that have that dad guilt as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. And there's days, and I'm sure, and I know it's been with you, and I've seen, and even with me, that there's nights that either of us had to work late for parent-teacher conferences or something that needs to happen for work, and we get home, and it's just you either don't see your kids because they're in bed, or you just don't get a chance to be with the family, and that's tough. And there is that dad guilt too. There's been days that, you know, working late, as our listeners know, that I'm a band teacher, so a lot of times there's parent meetings at night regularly that I have to be at, or a concert for a colleague, and not getting home to see my kids at night is really hard. And it gets harder and harder, I think, even more so as they get older. And nothing can replace seeing your kids. And I think it breaks my heart sometimes when I hear how excited, and hear in Eleanor's voice now that she's getting a little bit more aware of Daddy not being home for some of those late events. And I can hear how the excitement in her voice when I do get home, although that's nice to hear that excitement. Sometimes there's a place deep down inside going, you know, maybe she doesn't say it as much to mom because mom is the one that's home, you know, right now, especially because you're home on leave. But, you know, that there is that guilt there for me sometimes when I come home, and there's that excitement. And, you know, that excitement's nice in the moment, but then I think about it and go, man, maybe I should have been home, you know, or maybe I should try and be home more, or and I do try and be home more and try and make it a point to get home. And I know you are always communicating that with me as well, but there is that guilt there for dads, I think, that when you hear that, like I said, it's nice to hear all the excitement in their voice, but I think sometimes it's because they're missing dad, or even mom. You know, it can go the other way with moms that work a lot, and maybe the dad's the provider at home, and I think that deep down underlying that there is that sense of guilt when you don't get home in time.
So, all about finding a balance.
Yeah, it is. And with today's technology and communication and being able to organize things, I think that it has become a little bit easier in utilizing some of the things such as a shared calendar, or, you know, just trying to get those things in and making sure that we're both there and available for our kids.
That was another part of the article that the author brought up too. She talked about that it was mom's responsibility to remember everything, and that role typically fell on mom to know where the kids had to be, who needed to go, you know, what needed to be bought from the grocery store, what chores needed to be done around the house, who needed to be where and when and how, and just sort of getting the day-to-day everything arranged so things don't fall away. And I think, again, we do a pretty good job of dividing and conquering on a lot of that and communicating things together. And like you said, with technology, it sure helps to be able to share a calendar and dole out those responsibilities.
Right, yeah. You know, and I've found even, too, that just making sure that you're making sure that your partner has time to have their self time, so it's not all one sided. I think that burden sometimes on either end, and I think a lot of times it falls on moms and just observations from seeing others around that you need a break too, and moms need a break. And I think sometimes we give these accolades, and it's like, obviously, it's once in a while that you see some of these things happen in society, and it shouldn't, because obviously you need your time to meet with your friends or girlfriends or have a hobby. And I think dads are allowed to do that. And I think it's socially acceptable all the time.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. And I don't think that that's necessarily the case. We don't. You're on 24/7, whereas I think dads are, it's more socially acceptable to take a break. And you know, I strive, I really do encourage and to make sure that you have your time and make sure that you're having that time to decompress. And
yeah, you're very good about that. And I think the societal norm is that, you know, a guy goes out and there's no questions asked, but mom goes out and it's, oh, who has the kids? It's just more, it's just embedded in our society.
Yeah, honestly, I think, and I don't know how many times I've been out alone. It's not been very many. There's been a few times at work where I've had to go on a work conference or whatever, but I don't think that's ever come up once for me where somebody says, wow, who has your kids this weekend right. that you're away? Has that happened to you already many
yeah,
times?
Yeah, anytime I go out by myself, they're like, oh, where's the kids? What are the kids doing? So
right, yeah, and I haven't had that happen to me, and that's interesting. I never really thought about it from that perspective, but it makes a lot of sense. I've never had it happen, mm-hmm. and I can see also where that would be a little bit, you know, a little bit annoying, for lack of better terms. Because
I love my babies, and I will talk about them until the cows come home, so it's okay with me, but... yeah, I could see where it might be burdensome for some people. And they talk, too, in the article about moms being on call at all times. They call it an unpaid communication hub. Same kind of line there. Moms are just responsible for knowing who is where and when and keeping the pulse on things at all times, where I think dads can kind of let that go and default to mom a little bit more because it's just expected that mom's going to pick that up.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. It's an expected thing, and I think we should be expecting more from dads too. I think, and I do see it more nowadays. You're hearing more about the stay-at-home dad and the dad that wants to kind of be that guy, but it's still not the norm, and it's still not prevalent. I know I have friends that are some stay-at-home dads, and they get the Mr. Mom comment, or they assume that because they're a stay-at-home dad, they're just putting their feet up and watching Netflix or whatever at home, and that's definitely not the case. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done within the house and the home, and those things need to get done. And I think that we're doing a disservice by treating some of the stay-at-home dads that way, because they are pulling the mom duty, and I've seen a lot of them and do that and do a great job and raise great kids. And if we continue to perpetuate that, if we continue to, you know, prolong that stereotype for dads, it's never going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sad, because I do think that dads want to be more involved, at least the ones that are surrounding me in my social life. And that might be different, for everybody else, but, you know, but it is encouraging, because I am seeing it more and hearing about it more and even reading about it more. I don't know about you, but that's definitely something that I've been seeing more, and I hope it continues. But I hope we also start to drop some of those Mr. Mom stereotypes.
Right.
And for those folks that may be a little bit younger that don't know Mr. Mom was a TV movie back in the 80s that kind of showed a dad being that stay-at-home dad. And it was more that Homer Simpson type dad, where he was, when he started out, it was not sure what he was supposed to do, and he was all over the place, and he was just a mess. And I don't think that's the case. And it's good to see that there's more and more out there happening.
Kind of like that Three Men and a Baby sort of
idea.
Yeah,
that too. It's all around the same time those came out. But yeah, they were a mess. They didn't know how to put a diaper
right.
on, or they didn't know how to pick the kids up at school, because there's a way to pick them up, you know, and drop off in elementary schools.
Right.
So,
well, you know, speaking from experience, my dad had the unique opportunity to take care of me when I was younger. He stayed home with me during the day while my mom worked, and then he went to school and worked at night. So primarily he was the caretaker for a number of years while I was young, and I have a great relationship and very close with my dad, and he was very warm and loving and compassionate, and we continue to be that way today. So, you know, I think now it's a cultural, societal shift where more women are working, more dads are stepping up to the plate, and it's becoming a shared responsibility to parent instead of a, you know, 80-20 kind of deal where dads are just kind of on call at night and sort of take a more hands-off approach.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And it's exciting to see that. And I hopefully that more and more this is happening, that maybe we'll see some differences in our children as they get older and see. I'm excited to see what happens in the future with what our children have in store for us.
I don't want to think too far ahead, though.
No, I don't want to think too far ahead either. The Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can find the Parents On Demand Network app. You can find the Dad Experience on that app. You can also find many other parenting podcasts that if you like the Dad Experience, I'm sure you'll love. So check out the Parents On Demand Network. You can find them on their website just by going to Google and searching Parents On Demand, or go to iTunes Store and download the app. There's some great things on there. So stick around at the end of the episode. You can hear about another great parenting podcast that's available from Parents On Demand. So we're going to take a short break here. And when we return, we're going to continue on talking about some of these dad stereotypes or things that dads get accolades for while they're working. Welcome back to the Dad Experience, talking to Lauren, my wife Lauren. She's joining us again, talking about just all things dads and things that dads get credit for that maybe we shouldn't always be giving dads credit for because they're equal partner as a parent. Continuing on with that conversation, Lauren, you know, I found myself, we were at the zoo a couple of weeks ago with our kids, and we were walking out of the zoo, and I even caught myself. I said, wow, that dad's here with his two children. And you said to me, you know, but why shouldn't he be taking his kids to the zoo? And then I thought about it, and when we were talking about it, I said, you know, we were walking around the zoo that day, and there were all kinds of all different moms with 2, 3, 4, 1 child with them, and I didn't think twice about it. And then I said that about the dad, and it was me kind of going back on what we've been talking about earlier in the show, kind of perpetuating that stereotype. And I stepped back and I said, wow, yeah, you know what? There's nothing I would take my daughters to the zoo by myself. And as a matter of fact, before our daughters were born, I wanted to take my nieces whenever I, you know, when I could to the zoo or to a museum. And I did those things. And you know, I'm sure people said, wow, that guy's by himself. Or I'm sure if my brother was taking him, the same thing happened. And we really, it's just perpetuating that stereotype. And I'm glad we talked about it, which kind of led to this episode. Do you find that you see that a ton or hear about that a ton when people are going out?
I get super annoyed when people give mega accolades to dads who are out doing a dad thing that they shouldn't be doing. I think it feels good for everybody to get credit to go out and enrich the lives of your kids. It shouldn't just be a one-sided thing where dads are like getting all kinds of credit for doing something that is so commonplace for moms every day.
Yeah, no, and I agree. The only place I don't necessarily see people saying those things if it's at a sporting event when they're taking their children. But, you know, it should be in every day that they're taking them to the zoo or dads are taking them to the museum and by themselves. And again, like it goes back to what I was saying earlier. And that gives that time for mom to do her thing, just like it would be the same for dad if he were to go do something and get that kind of that time for you, which is very important because I think you're the best mom when you're happier. And sometimes you just need to get away, or you're the best dad when you're happier, obviously.
And not only that, you're enriching the lives and the relationship and the bond between you and your child, which is so important. Eleanor loves you. She adores you. Like, half the time she's shoving me out of the way to figure out where daddy is. Wake up first thing in the morning and she's like, daddy, daddy, daddy. She wants to know where daddy is. And I think a lot of that is attributed to the fact that you spend a lot of one-on-one time helping to mold and enrich and sculpt who she is as a person, just the two of you guys. And I'm certain that you're going to do that with our newest addition as well, which is really special. So I love that about us and the way that we have our family dynamic set up, and look forward to continuing to see that grow. And I can only hope that you know, there are some other dads out there doing the same thing.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. And you know, those are great things. And I live for that. I live for being able to do those things with them. And I can't wait for the day that I can take the two of them, just us, and go see a movie or go to a museum, or I can take them to the park, just me. It won't be easy, but right. Especially at the younger ages. But you know,
I was just thinking the same thing. It's kind of impossible to do anything right now, one to two, just because they come with 1,400 bags and snacks and bottles and diapers and everything else that they need. You almost need two hands to carry everything that you need for two kids. So
right, yeah, and I'm not gonna lie, the first
four
time,
hands, I guess.
Right, I'm not gonna lie, the first time that I took Eleanor by myself to her swim class, I was terrified. I'm like, how am I going to get all this done and keep her from running and jumping into the pool, or keep her from, you know, crawling under the stall doors of the changing room, so that she would just escape from where I'm at? And it turned out all right. And actually, as a matter of fact, I think sometimes it was easier because it was just me and I could just do it right away, and we got in and out, and it's gotten easier. So
we've always done it together, so right. Starting that divide and conquer thing right now.
Right. And I think it just comes with everything that's new when you're trying it out. So it's good to hear that, or see that those things are in the future, and it's fun to bond with those things, because we all need that special bond with our kids and be able to have that time where they can have that mom and child time, or dad and child time. So I look forward myself to continue to do that.
One thing that I noticed in this article that I don't agree with is when she talked about domestic duties. She said, normalizing his equal share of domestic duties by not praising him for tending to them helped me feel less put upon. So essentially, she feels that she shouldn't have to give credit to him, her husband, for doing things around the house. And when she stopped giving credit for those things, she felt less annoyed about the situation. I don't know if I necessarily agree with this. I understand where she's coming from. We all have our strengths. I think it's nice to just ask for help as a mom or a dad, wherever you need it around the house. If you need, hey, throw laundry in the dryer for me, or can you, you know, unload the dishwasher real quick, or just noticing when the other person does something around the house feels really good. Everybody deserves a thank you now and then. I don't think that it is too far out of the way to provide a thank you or ask somebody to do something around the house, male or female counterpart, at all. So she said a couple things in the article. That was one of them that sort of stuck out to me. And I thought, I don't know if I agree with that so much.
Yeah, no, equal duties and all that's great. But, you know, for me, I am the type of person that if it can sit for a little bit, especially her duties around the house, I'll let it sit. So for me, saying, hey, can you help out with doing this or that, it's not necessarily coming from you telling me what to do. And I don't think you get annoyed with it. It's more of just, for me, I've got, my mind goes a million miles a minute, and sometimes I don't see what needs to be done exactly at the right time. So that little help is great for me. And I think it seems to work for us. So it might work for some people that were, they just should do to do, and it might not. So communication, I think, is the biggest point there with all of that, is just being able to communicate and finding that system that works for those people. So, yeah, I don't know if I agree necessarily with that. Although, you know, a lot of times with these romper articles, I don't know if I necessarily agreed with everything all the time.
She was a little abrasive about some of the things that she said in this article, too. I think, you know, we all just need to kind of take it easy on each other and celebrate all of the strengths that we have as individuals, male or female.
Right. And, you know, the underlying thing that I'm finding with talking to a lot of dads on the show, and we've discussed it a few times even on this episode, is just communication and finding what works as a team. And I think that gets left out a lot. Rather than saying, hey, wow, the dad's here with the two kids, or mom is, you know, well, there's mom, where's dad, or where, you know, where are the kids tonight because you're out. It's a team, and saying, wow, those parents are really doing it. You know, that mom must have something to do, or has got an important job that they need to be at that day, and dad's taking care of them, or vice versa. Mom's got the kids and they're out with them, and they're a good team, rather than dad did a good job today by taking the kids to the park. And I think that's more important than anything. And communication is the other thing. I heard it in many of the episodes talking to dad. And open communication with kids and open communication with your partner is super important.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Lauren, thanks so much for being on the Dad Experience again with us. I'm hoping that you will join us again. I know that this evening when we were recording, it's evening here for those of you that are listening to this, maybe in the future, way past when it was released. But we had some trouble getting Lucy down today to sleep. So I think this is about the fourth or fifth time we tried to record this. But we got it in, and it's here for you guys to listen to. So let us know what you think. Let us know what your experiences are as a team with your partner, and how you work things out together. And check out that Romper article, and let us know what you think about that article. I'll put all that stuff in the show notes for you guys to peruse and check out, and leave us some feedback. You can find us on Twitter at DadExpPodcast. You can also find us on Instagram at DadExperiencePodcast. You can also email us. I'll leave all that stuff in our show notes, or find us on our website, DadExperiencePodcast.com. Thanks again, Lauren, for joining us on another episode of the Dad Experience.
All right, until next time, Adam, thanks for having me.
Yeah, hopefully you'll join us again. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for more from the Dad Experience.
The Dad Experience.